This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 338 for Tuesday, April 4th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE futures canola market was mixed with positive sentiment on Tuesday. Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed were down, but Malaysian palm oil was higher. Crude oil was slightly higher after Monday's price hikes due to OPEC's decision to severely cut production starting in May. Kurdistan and Iraq have resolved their impasse, and the former will resume oil exports this week. The Canadian dollar was down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The May canola contract was up 90 cents per ton at $777.30. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were both in the red, while wheat turned slightly lower after making morning gains. The U.S. Department of Agriculture released the season's first national crop progress report on Tuesday. This year's U.S. corn crop has been 2% planted, matching the five-year average, with Texas already planting 57% of its state crop. However, plantings will likely be delayed in many areas due to weather. Brazilian agricultural consulting firm Safras and Mercado estimated the country's Safrinha corn crop at 92.2 million tons, 4.5 more than its previous estimate, with total corn output for the season projected at 131.3 million. Ag consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier held his estimate steady at 121 million for Brazil and 36 million for Argentina. Brazil exported 1.335 million tons of corn in March. The May corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.54. Cordonnier also kept his estimates unchanged for soybeans, 26 million tons for Argentina and 151 million for Brazil. The Brazilian soybean harvest is 76% complete, up 6 points from last week according to Ag Rural, while 13.27 million tons were exported from Brazil in March. Meanwhile, Argentina is expected to release details of its new soybean exchange rate on Wednesday. The plan involves the government offering a higher exchange rate until May 31st, possibly 210 Argentina pesos per U.S. dollar, in order to incentivize farmers to sell their soybeans. The May soybean contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $15.18. The USDA's National Crop Progress Report for wheat showed a rating of 28% good to excellent, the lowest rating as of April 2nd since 1996. 6% of winter wheat was headed, 4 points above the five-year average. Spring wheat planting delays in the U.S. Northern Plains are possible due to a major winter storm to hit the area as well as the Canadian prairies today. Russian wheat export prices have ended their multi-week decline, while India will relax procurement regulations for its rain and hail-affected wheat crop. The May Chicago wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.92. The May Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.73. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.90. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, April 4th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.